Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host tonight, Angela Butler. I can be also heard on www.powernewsradio.com. We're going to go into some commercials, then we're going to come back.
An at-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks that will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at climb@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
All right, listeners, that was Mr. Clyde Anderson's Camp Penny. Don't forget to cater to him and to listen to his commercial. Tonight, listeners, we have with us DJ Herb. DJ Herb is the creator of Bounce Music. How you doing this afternoon, DJ Herb?
I'm good. I'm doing real good. You know, surviving the weather, but it's all good.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. DJ Herb, could you tell the listener what bounce music is?
Well, bounce music is actually a up-tempo beat where, you know, it's almost like Luke and them had their thing with you know, how they went out about with Two Live Crew. Everybody can shake their butt. But bounce music is a whole totally different level of music where you can just feel that beat and your just feet and but to just start shaking just out the blue, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a feel good music, you know. It's almost like a call out music. It makes you dance to whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's just a real good feel good music that you can get into. Trust me, it's on a whole different level of what you hear other music is right now.
Okay. So you created Bounce Music. Do you have CDs?
Yeah, I have mostly all my music is right now. You can find it on DJ Herb on my Facebook. If you follow me, DJ Herb on Facebook, or Legendary DJ Herb on Facebook. Also, you can find it on the Podomatic.com website. That's where all my music is at, where you can actually get hold to it. And you can actually see what it is that bounce music is. It's creativity. It's actually, we call it New Orleans bounce. You know what I'm saying? If anybody familiar with New Orleans bounce, you will actually know what I'm talking about. I mean, you just listen to some of the music that, like, Beyonce has done with some of the music that she has. That's almost like similar to what she's doing. It's like bounce music into her own flavor. So, you know, everybody's actually doing it right now. So, you know, I could tell you one thing. Once you get hold to it, you never stop bouncing. Plus, you know, a lot of people, it's almost like workout music as well, because you can actually work out to it as well, because all the shaking and everything that you're doing, you know, is just to that beat. Trust me, some of the big girls have lost a lot of weight
doing bounce music. Well, I may need to do some bounce music, dance to some bounce music. What are the name of some of your CDs?
Well, I just did a mixtape called DJ Irv Presents, Bring the Bounce Back. That is actually, like I said, it's also on my Podomatic.com. You can find every bit of my music there. You can download it for free. You know what I'm saying? You can actually get it all day long, and you can burn it to a CD just like that. And you can find everything from all the artists that I'm working with, like people like Ladies Lex, Ron Deuce, The Beat Killers. I'm working with some classic hip-hop R&B artists, you know what I'm saying? I mean, these are actually artists. I'm actually kind of like changing the game back up to where bounce music used to be like. And it, like I said, it's coming along then right now as everybody's actually doing it. And
okay.
Actually, I kind of like remix a lot of songs like John Legend's, and, you know, and makes it real hot for everybody can get into. You know what I'm saying? I also did another song, remixed another song with one of Mary J.'s Blige songs as well. So I can tell you, it's you're going to love it. I can tell you that.
Okay. I look forward to getting a copy, too.
Oh, yeah, trust me. You can every last one of my music consists is www.podomatic.com, and you can actually find all my music right in there, and you can just download it for free. None of my music is, like, you know, for sale or anything like that. So it's all good to actually get.
Okay. How did you get your start? How did you get your start in the entertainment industry?
Well, actually it started out, you know, back in like the 80s, 86, 89, something like that, when I formed a group called the Trip Boys. Also, I had a DJ crew called the Grand Scratches. So back in the 90s came along, there was this I don't know if people might be familiar with it, called a group called Drag Rap. It's called Drag Rap by the Showboys. And so I just started mixing the darn thing, you know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, just people just started moving their body to it. And that was about, just took off from there, you know what I'm saying? Then everybody started picking up to a new sound. And all of a sudden, a record just came out called Where They At Out the Blue. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Everybody's doing something good, and I don't even know nothing about it. But that record actually took off and made it big, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like it took over and started the whole Bounce Nation. You know, and like I said,
yeah.
Bounce music has been around been around for like 20 years, right.
Okay, all right. So you created bounce music. You're a DJ. Are you a rapper also? Hip hop artist?
Well, no, not really. I mostly do like DJ and stuff like that. But I do like contribute my voice to like some of my own songs and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's almost some people will actually be like the Dr. Dre of bounce, the Lil Jon of bounce. You know what I'm saying? Because I will put my voice into it and let the people know that hey, this is me. This is my music that you're listening to. So, you know, and that's things that I actually do. And, you know, I have a song that's out there now that's called So Much More Than Love, which features Lady Lex. I mean, and that song has been taken off like a skyrocket. And I looked up, I uploaded to it, and I had over 248-something downloads within that whole week. And that was crazy. I was like, wow. And so, you know, like I said, the music is, like I said, it's very catchy. A lot of people's doing it. We have an artist that's actually out there called Big Freedia that is actually taking it to another whole level as well. But, you know, like well, my music is just right now is different than everybody else because I don't actually do most like the same thing that other people do. So my music is actually feel-good music right now. It's feel-good bounce music. I'm just giving you a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying? So I want the old school kids to enjoy, the old folks to enjoy, the babies to enjoy, you know. So that's the kind of music that I'm actually creating right now.
So it's not for really, it's for everyone, your music. It's for everyone.
Yeah, oh, trust me. Oh, it's for, trust me, you got old people even bouncing, you know what I'm saying? You would be surprised. You're still 6 to 8 year old actually shaking her ass to some bounce music. So, you know,
oh, okay.
New Orleans, like I said, New Orleans bounces, wow, I tell you, when that beat comes on, there's no stopping you. You know what I'm saying? There's no stopping your feet from tapping, or you just want to get out of your chair and just start dancing.
Now, I know you're a grown man and everything, but what did your parents say about your career choice?
Ooh, what did they say about it? Well,
yeah, what did they say? What do they want you to do?
Well, the thing is that, you know, they just want me to do whatever makes me happy right now. You know what I'm saying? They just want me to get everything back in track and back on that level ways to be like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they are for it. They love what I'm doing right now. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, a lot of people does different things, but everybody just is 100% behind what I'm doing right now. You know what I'm saying? And there's no negativity about what I'm doing. Everybody's like, man, keep doing your thing. Keep doing what you do. We love what you do. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, I have asked that question, hey, anything I can do different, you know what I'm saying, to make it like, nope, you're doing everything that's supposed to be done. So they're loving it, you know what I'm saying? They're actually loving it. And they're backing me 100% behind it. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, okay, I thought we got disconnected.
No, there was a short lull in the phone. Tell me something. How long have you been a DJ, a disc jockey? I mean, you're more than that, of course.
Yeah, well, over 20, maybe 20, 25, maybe longer than that, you know what I'm saying? I think I've been doing this actually since I was 13, you know. I'm like 45 right now, so I have been doing this for a long time. I'm like, you know, I'm a big legend in my hometown of New Orleans, Louisiana. So, you know, and they can all tell you, like, wow, you say my name, they're like, oh, yeah, CJ Irv, legend. Man who started it all, you know. So, you know, I'm pretty big, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty big when it comes to, you mentioned my name, everybody was like, oh, yeah, that's the creator of Bounce, you know what I'm saying? And, wow, like I said, that's decades, you know what I'm saying? I've been here since decades, since the mid-80s,
okay.
Been doing it since the mid-80s, so Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. You're not that old though. I'm
young. Trust me.
Yeah, you're young. My next question is going to be New Orleans. You're from New Orleans, you said.
Correct.
This may be a painful subject, but what was it like? Were you there during Hurricane Katrina?
Well, the thing is that I picked up my family. We never stayed. When they say hurricane, we gone. You know what I'm saying? We don't actually wait till the last minute or anything like that. And, you know, I picked up maybe 100 people to follow me. Like, hey, you got a hotel room? You ain't got no hotel room? Just follow me. You know, we got extra room. You know, I left a day later before they didn't come out. I don't actually like to leave. Like, the same day when a hurricane is actually coming, because that's too dangerous. But wow, Katrina, yeah, that's a devastating. That was very devastating to see what happened back home. You know what I'm saying? You know, even though it may change some things for people, that made it better for them, and so, and, you know, right now it's a depressing thing. So what happened? You know what I'm saying? Instead, you know, we was like getting ready to be on our way home. You know what I'm saying? We was about to get ready to be on our way home, and then all of a sudden, you know, I get a phone call about the levee broke. I'm like, what you mean the levee broke? You know what I'm saying? And it was like, yeah, well, we heard that the levee had just broke. So, you know, and I was like, y'all need to do something. You know, y'all need to help me get out of there or find somewhere to go to higher grounds or something. If the levee broke, that means some big trouble is about to happen. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, a lot of my people were still there. Like my father, he was still home when all that happened, you know what I'm saying? They had to get all of them off the roof, you know. They found him on the roof, found my stepmother on the roof, you know what I'm saying? And some of my people were still there, you know what I'm saying, which I wish they would have left when I left. But, you know, they always want to stick things out and make think, you know, hey, this ain't going to be nothing. But I knew there was something about to happen because my last gig, I played with my partner that day, and we kind of seen a lot of things that was happening. This was like the day before, 2 days before Katrina even came. It was actually storming then, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about hell. Everything was just coming down out of the blue. I'm like, nah, there's something is here, you know what I'm saying? Well, something is already here, and if they're saying that this hurricane is not here, something is here. So the thing is, it was so big that the rain band was just stretched out. So what we did, we just left that next day, you know what I'm saying? We didn't want to be waiting that 2 days later when it was supposed to hit. We left. But, yeah, that was kind of big devastating loss because I lost my house. So, you know what I'm saying? I lost my house. My house went underwater. So,
okay.
You know, but it's a big
thing. But the important
thing
is that you have your life. You have your life.
Oh, yeah.
That's the important thing. I know my daughter's house burnt to the ground about 3 weeks ago. And I keep telling her the most important thing she has is her life and my grandbaby's life.
Yeah.
God saw fit for you to live. So that's the blessing.
But you know, things happen for a reason. God did that for a reason because there was so much bloodshed going on in that year. It's like just like there's so much bloodshed going on right now. You know what I'm saying? And nobody now should want to actually go back to there. I mean, you know, I would advise people, hey, you know, some of them might get depressed. Oh, I want to go back home because, you know, they're missing this life, you know, the party life and the thing that's going on with the clubs and stuff like that. I'm like, you know, the clubs and everything else is not important, no more important than your life, you know what I'm saying? You have to put your life, think about your life and your kids first, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the schooling and everything is different. The schooling is not even the same no more. You know what I'm saying? Everything is almost like charter school. You know, it's like, and it's all politics and money right now. So I always advise people, look, hey, you was put here for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Don't go back to the life that you used to live. You know what I'm saying? If you're living a good life, stay where you're at. You know what I'm saying? So lots of people always will ask me, you know, hey, why I don't come home? I'm like, for what? I mean, I'm doing good in San Antonio, Texas. You know what I'm saying? They treated me good, you know what I'm saying? I got new friends, you know, I got a whole new life. Why go back to an old life, you know what I'm saying? Why go back to bloodshed? So, there's so much going on down there right now. It's a crying shame. But you would think everybody would learn from Katrina, but nah, they haven't learned. So, I tell people, I think there's another big hurricane that's going to come out, and just I think it's going to wipe that city completely out this time.
Okay, you don't seem, well, I'm going to ask this anyway. I've heard people say that they blame the government officials for the dome and things like that. Do you have any hard feelings towards, I mean, even though you weren't there during the actual hurricane, you left, do you feel that any people were treated unfairly by the government, by the authorities?
You got to look at it this way, you know. I definitely felt that way. You know, everybody felt that way. You know, New Orleans was a city that Kara forgot. You know what I'm saying? That's what New Orleans actually was called. And it's like the government just forgot all about the people that was there. You know what I'm saying? It don't take nobody 3 to 4 days to rescue nobody. You know what I'm saying? It don't take nobody. When you see it on the news that your mayor is screaming for help, you know what I'm saying? It's on CNN screaming for help, and nobody's not helping anybody. But when hell break loose across seas, you're over there within a day or two. It don't take the government to put U.S. officials out there, you know what I'm saying? 3 to 4 days? Nah, you know, that was straight up wrong right there. And for our so-called president to fly over us and not even just step down on that New Orleans ground to see what actually is going on, I mean, that was wrong. That was truly wrong. I mean, They ignored the people, you know what I'm saying? They ignored those people down there, and that was wrong, you know. Those are my people. You know, I had a daughter that was in that Superdome. My oldest daughter was in that Superdome.
Oh, my goodness.
And she was actually pregnant. She was actually pregnant at the same time. And
okay.
that was actually heartbreaking, you know what I'm saying? And when she told me that she was in that Superdome, I was like, wow. I mean, because I couldn't get in touch with her. And she said, yeah, that I was there. You know, and letting these people die, that was actually wrong. Like I said,
if you can get overseas
within the one to two days, you could have made it to New Orleans just as faster than you got overseas.
I'm going to add something, and this may seem racial to the listeners, or even like I'm trying to take it to a race level. But since New Orleans has a lot of black population, black American population, do you think, in your opinion, and this is just your opinion, that it was about race, or they just didn't care? Or was it both?
Well, I look at it this way, you know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, there was more black people that you seen in that water than white people, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I clearly believe it was about race, you know what I'm saying? I mean, one, you blew up a levee to save downtown, you know what I'm saying, which was crazy, you know what I'm saying? So you blew up a levee just to save all your money, but you put everybody in risk when you did that. But yes, I look at it, it was about race, because like I said, I mean, you got to look at from the people that's overseas and look at the people that was in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? You would run to those people quick, fast, in a hurry. But when the black people need help, you didn't come to their rescue fast enough. You make them sit 2 and 3 days and watch people fall out and die. You know what I'm saying? You watch children fall out and die. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I definitely feel that it was a big race issue, because that wouldn't have never happened if that was something that was going on overseas. You know what I'm saying? So everything that happens overseas, it doesn't matter. You know, they're there. They're there with the drop of a dime. But when something happened in New Orleans, when there's a black population of people there, they took their time. They took their time. It's almost like, let them die. You know what I'm saying? Let them die. And that's what was happening. They was dying. So, yeah, I definitely look at it that way, you know, because we all said, man, if that was a population of white people, then more than black, they would have been there. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I say, I got friends that's white, you know what I'm saying? But that's how I seen it. That's how we looked at it. We looked at it a race issue. You know what I'm saying? Just like Kanye West said, you know what I'm saying? President Bush don't care about black people, which he didn't. He just flew over us like it was nothing.
Okay.
That's how we look at it.
All right. We're going to go to break. Got to pay some bills here. We're going to go to break, and we'll be back with Show Talk with Angela Blood. We have DJ Herb.
Yeah,
thank
yay.
You, DJ Herb. Don't hang up.
No.
All right, listeners, my commercials won't play. DJ Herb, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, my commercials won't play. There's something wrong here. We're going to listen to Fareed Braxton.
All good.
And that won't play either. All right. Let's go back to the interview.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumping. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online.
Excuse me, how you doing, love? Can I tell you that you're looking real, real nice with your sundress on? Girl, you're as pretty as the sky. I'm not the one to spit game or be the one to drown you with words. I just wanna know your name, and then I'ma give you mine in return. Your lips, your eyes. Girl, you gotta know that you are one of a kind. And can you tell me this? Are you messing with some other guy? And if not, then maybe I can call you later on tonight and see what's going down.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you.
Chill with you.
Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food.
Oh.
See you and tell you the morning.
Oh, yeah. Now excuse me, miss, can I tell you this? Your beautiful skin's like a perfect 10. Your smile, your style, your sexiness look way more sweeter than a Hershey kiss. And you're wearing that dress with them shoes and a rest. I can tell that you walk around with confidence. And I really like the way you smell. Girl, I love the way you carry yourself. Like, whoa. Yeah, I know you done heard this before, but I'm about to tell you some more. That you're really, really, really beautiful. From head to toe, like, whoa. I really wanna take it slow, so we can reach that last level, when we both get that perfect glow.
Good afternoon. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you, but maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you the morning. Oh, afternoon. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you, but maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you the morning. Oh.
Sit back, relax.
Katrina was definitely a very sad situation, devastating situation, and in lots of people's opinion, it was deliberate. But
I'd like to talk a little bit more about your career.
Okay.
No, so you created Bounce Music. You have CDs that are out that can be downloaded. You also own which network, online network with Ron G?
You can find me on Facebook. I'm the legendary DJ Irv. On Facebook, you can also find me on Facebook under Best DJ Alive on Facebook as well. Or you can find me under DJ Irv, which is my fan page. You know, like I said, I'm just everywhere. You can whatever you see me at, you will find my music there. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where you can actually get it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to know how can I get my music. I say, hey, if you follow me, you can get it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's right there. All you got to do is click on it. You can listen to it from your Facebook page, and you can download. Like I said, it's very downloadable. It's free to download. It's just like I'm like non-profit. You know what I'm saying? Get it while you can. You know what I'm saying? Because once everything starts taking off, then I might wind up have to, you know, take it away from them.
Okay. All right. Well, you also work with Ron G, am I correct?
Yeah, Rob G. Yeah, my buddy right there. That's my partner in crime. You know what I'm saying? We, wow. can't even tell you.
Okay.
that's some history stuff right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, me and Rob G have really done some things together. I mean, wow.
You guys are legendary.
Yeah. You can actually say we like the pioneers of online radios. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like we actually kind of started the whole thing, and now everybody's taking off and doing online radios and stuff like that. You know, but we was actually the first to actually do it and actually put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, before we started doing that, you know what I'm saying, there wasn't too many people actually posting saying, hey, I got an online radio. But we was actually like the first to actually put it out there, you know what I'm saying, to wake some people up. But yeah, robgradio.com, bounceoutradio.com. You know, yeah, and if anybody want to hear some bounce music, want to know what is bounce music, go to bounceoutradio.com. And that's music playing 24/7, nonstop. And also, you know, you can actually hear me on bounceoutradio.com as well. Also on robgradio.com as well, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, me and Rob has done some things, you know what I'm saying? We have grown up to, like, 13, maybe 16 online radio, including the new Power News radio as well, you know what I'm saying, which is a great thing. You know, we're doing some big things, you know what I'm saying? We're definitely doing some big things, but the thing is we want to do something for everybody. That's the whole thing. We want to do something for everybody. We want to give everybody something that they can relate to, you know what I'm saying? If you like country music or something, you know, you want to hear some country music online, hey, you can hear some country music online, you know what I'm saying? You just want to hear a particular thing, you know what I'm saying? RobGRadio.com is actually the main site, the first main site that actually plays everything. But, you know, but we would actually let people know, hey, if you just don't want to just hear this, you know, we does have a site just for you, you know what I'm saying? From GrownAndSexyRadio.com. And the list goes on and on. I mean, I don't think we're gonna be billing anymore anytime soon. Cause wow, I mean, yeah, we have done it big. You know what I'm saying? And what can
all
I
right.
say?
Okay, all right, all right. I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I like to say I'm also on Power News, and you can listen to the show on Power News. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, DJ Irv. And I'm sorry to hear about what happened with your daughter with Hurricane Katrina. And I hope you pray for my daughter that was her house burnt down with my granddaughter while they were in it. But
wow.
They got out. So I hope you
yeah.
say a prayer for them. And thank you for coming
hey,
on Show
yeah,
Talk
yeah.
with Angela Butler.
Everybody that's back home is always in my prayers, you know what I'm saying? They're always in my prayers because, you know what I'm saying, they're still in the battle and over, but, you know, it's just depressing right now. So, you know, I wish them well down there, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, there's a better life outside of NOLA, I can tell you that.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
All
Thank you for coming on the show talking. I look forward to working with you again.
Hey, that's no problem. Let's do this thing, you know what I'm saying? And hey, once again, thank you all for y'all support and everything that we're doing right now. So, hey, like I said, y'all go check out my music. You're going to love it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye. All right, listeners, I'm going to have to end the show. I hate to do this, but I'm having serious technical problems here. The computer is very much malfunctioning. All right, hold on. There it goes. All right.
you doing, Shawty?
Hi, Shawty, Shawty. How are you doing? Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Good to have you on the show.
That's what's happening. You know it. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. You're a little late. I'm just making a joke. Kind of like a joke, but I was having technical problems, so you might have called in earlier. I'm not certain. Shorty, you're a comedian.
Yeah.
Were you always funny? Were you funny in school also?
I kind of funny. I was a little bad kid in school, so you know that always bring personality out. You know, I was always all over the place doing my thing. And on some way, I just evolved into people laughing, and I just made it a career.
Okay. So you got in trouble in class for making jokes?
Yeah, I always got in trouble in class, yeah. My class was a hallway. They just sit my whole desk in the hallway. I just sit in the hallway and do my work because I was always making jokes, bothering kids, you know.
Okay.
Kid stuff.
Was it hard at first to be in the entertainment industry? Was it hard at first to break into it?
Not really, because I'm from a major city in Atlanta, and I come by the neighborhood with a lot of people who was doing the same thing I was doing. Like me and Lil John went to school. Me and CeeLo Green grew up in the church together. Outkast, Big Boy, and Dre, we all from the same hood. So during the period when I started back in 94, they was all starting their grind. We was all grinding together, so it all worked out. I jumped into videos. Once I got on the stage, I never had a problem with being funny. It was just learning the technical stuff I had to learn to present my show and put it out there. So once I went on the road with Bruce for like the first 3 years of my career, it kind of paved the way for me to go ahead, you know, jump into videos, BET Comic View, and so on and so forth.
BET Comic View, what did being on the show do for your career, being on BET Comic View?
Excuse me, what you say now?
What did being on BET Comic View do, being on that show, what did it do for your career?
Oh, well, it actually put me out there, you know, because before BET, I wasn't on television or whatever, so it put me out there. But at the time they put me on Comic View, they had started trying to put everybody on there. So I came up with the what my name is, and kicked that all automatically projected me out, you know, to make people remember my name. Then coming from BET, you know, just being on there and being able to take that footage and work it, I end up on Showtime at the Apollo. And then it just opened the doors. I was working radio in Atlanta at Hot 97.5 with Coco Brother. And that opened a lot of doors to me getting videos like I did with Pharrell and The Clips and Bone Crusher and a lot of big videos I did in the earlier part of my career to propel myself to be out there so people would know who I was.
Now, you're talking about you're talking about working with the rappers. You've also worked with Young Jeezy and Ludacris, am I correct?
Yeah. Actually, the way I got my job on the radio is Ludacris was Chris Lover Lover on the radio at Hot 97.5 in Atlanta. And I would come on and do, like, comedy on Tuesday, be like the comedy relief. So before he left, after he dropped his album, before he left the station, he made sure that he secured me with a job. So they, you know, they looked out. And I was also on Ludacris' first album, Disturbing the Peace, I think. His first album, Word of Mouth. I was on there. If you hear, I'm doing a skit on there about Shake, if you're going through the different hoods in Atlanta. So, you know, that also helped out because we was all friends, you know, just getting in the game and starting off together. So, you know, it's just like a wave.
Okay.
Yep. And I went with Jeezy, man. Jeezy, I've been knowing Jeezy from the beginning, when he first started. I was in Jeezy first video. I was in Jeezy first video, what we did down in Miami, me, Jeezy. Yeah, all the guys came down there and we did the video. That was his first video. Trying to remember the name of it, but it was real funny. I was in a club and they was in there balling. And I threw their liquor bottles away, and I took a Heineken and pulled in a liquor bottle, and I was drinking it. And that was a big video too, you know. Just hold, God just blessed me for things to just fall my way.
Do you rap around yourself?
Yeah, I rap. I do parodies. If you ever see me live, like my show is off the chain, it's a combination of comedy, rap parodies. It's just a total experience. It's just like entertainment. You know, you just entertain from beginning to the end with different varieties and different styles that I have made up of my comedy just to present myself out there. Shouty, the show is like banging, and I got, like, if you go on my YouTube page, official Shouty Shouty, I just did one. I did a parody from Beyonce Party. I made She Like the Buffet, and I got some big girls, and we did the video, and it got the rap in it and everything, so that's real hype, and it's doing good.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. It's good to hear that your career is going so well. You really wanted to, you're really up there at the top with the comedians. What are some of the films that you have worked on?
In my earlier part of the career, I've done a little small film, and some of my bigger films are. I did Love for Sale with Jackie Long, Jason Weaver, Maya, when I played a rapper called No Doubt. That was real fun. Clifton Powell, it's a real good movie. They play it all over BT all the time. Do you know where we're going with this thing? So that was a real good look. And I did Something Like a Business with Kevin Hart. It's a movie with Kevin Hart and Donnie L. Wallace. It got everybody, all the comedians in it. Tommy Davidson, everybody. It's called Something Like a Business. Y'all can get it at Walmart. That's off the chain. I started that movie.
Listen.
Yeah. And I did another movie with 666 Mafia earlier in my career called Clean Up Men, where me and Lil Duval starred in Clean Up Men as the lead man. And it was a story about we found some money. And we went to spending the money, and the guys were chasing us trying to get the money back. And we worked in a dry cleaners. And that's also another film I did. The current films that I have done is working on a film right now with Gucci Mane, Rick Ross, and a whole different lot of the rappers, Waka Flocka. It's called The Spot, and I'm the manager of this spot where you can bring anything to sell. You can bring hair weave, you can bring car tires, whatever you get on the street. It's just like a anything pawn shop, and we'll cash you out for it. And I'm playing this obnoxious manager who really don't respect anybody's property. And that's going to be real big. And another real big movie, which my stand-up will be featured in, is called Spring Breakers, starring Selena Gomez, Vanessa Hudgens, and it's going to be real big. It comes out next spring, so I want y'all to check that out, Spring Breakers. Y'all can go and Google it, get all the information on Spring Breakers, but it's going to be a real big, big film, and that's going to come out next spring, so y'all look out for that. That's going to be live.
All right. You have the name of the film, or you're not allowed to give out the name?
No, it's called Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers.
I didn't hear that. Okay. When you perform, that's when you performed at the Apollo Theater, was it exciting? Was the crowd for you? I mean, I didn't get to see the show or anything. I know Apollo Theater used to come on TV. I didn't get to see that. But was the crowd for you?
I'm going to tell you something about the Apollo, man. They ain't for nobody till you come out there and prove yourself. I promise when I came out there, it was like the thickest air. Like, it was no love in the whole room. But I got out there and showed my stuff and did my thing, man. When I left the stage, they was yelling, "Shawty, Shawty!" So New York gave me a whole lot of love. I did two tapings on the Apollo. They was very successful. But, man, when you're doing the Apollo, you got to bring it. And that's just what it boils down to. And I came out there victorious, man. I came out there feeling real good. Looked real good on TV. Got great responses from it. And that was just another step in my career what propelled me to doing, you know, movies like I did and Nick Cannon's wilding out and everything else.
Nick Cannon, I was getting ready to ask you about that. That's Mariah Carey to wilding out. Was it a fun job or was it a hard job?
It was great, man. I ain't going to lie. It was 100% fun. We there every day dealing with all the A-list rappers, actresses, joking around, making jokes together, all the comedians together. We getting a nice check. It was the time of my life. I'm not going to lie.
All right. So you have a new film coming out. Do you have any CDs or anything already out that the listeners can go and buy your material for the listeners?
Well, actually,
do you have a CD or a site for listeners to go buy your material, or is it in the stores?
Well, actually, I just did my stand. I just did a brand new stand-up DVD that'll be for purchase this summer. It's called Shawty Best Ain't Joking. I filmed it at Orlando Improv about 3 weeks ago. It is real successful. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to display the most hilarious jokes I've ever told in my life. And me up there doing my thing and just showing the world my stand-up. And it's going to be a great DVD. Y'all can log on to www.shawty.tv. That's www.shawty.tv. And it'll be for sale in about a month and a half or 2 months after we finish the packaging and finish the deal and everything. Then it'll be there. And y'all just sit tight. It's great. Stand-up is coming. Until then, y'all can catch me. I'm on the Front Runners Tour, which starts May 18th in Portland. Then we're going to L.A., we're going to Vegas, and we're going to hit all the big major states. So y'all Google that Front Runners Tour. I'm going to be hosting it. It's going to be Pies, Rick Ross, some of the greats, Too Short. It's going to be live. So y'all look out for the Front Runners Tour coming to your city real soon, hosted by Shawty, what my name is.
Okay. So I have a question from chat, on the chat line. A lady asked, do you enjoy your career as much as you seem to enjoy them in the things, in the films and videos that they've seen it? Is that real? Do you really enjoy your career that much?
Hey, yeah, man. It's great, man, you know, being able to do what you love. It's fun. And, you know, when I get on set, man, I just go there, man. I take myself there where the directors want me to be, where I want to take it. And I develop these different characters and, you know, make these different jokes about different things. And I love it, man. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I tell you, performing is like the most high you can ever get.
So you're one of those people who have a career that you actually like to do, or love to do. You're one of those blessed people. Okay.
Excuse me, I hear you that good. What'd you say?
I said you're one of those people who has a job or a career that you actually love or like to do. You're one of those people that are blessed to be able to get paid and work in a job or a career.
Definitely.
And like,
definitely.
Yeah.
And travel and party. And just, I'm able to do that, and I thank God every single day for
okay.
that, you know. When I go to work, I get on a plane, and I land, and I go to a nice hotel, and then they whisk me off to this place where I'm performing for all these people and making them enjoy their night while I'm up there enjoying myself, and then we go to after parties, and then we go to the hotel and wake up and do it all again the next day, man. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Okay, you wouldn't trade it for the world. It sounds like you're having a good time. It really does, and you're getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
So
it's hard work, though. Believe me, it's hard work. You asked the question in the beginning of the video, in the beginning of the interview, you asked me. You said, "Is it hard for you? Was it hard for you to break in the industry?" It's not hard breaking in the industry, but it's a whole lot of work goes into keeping it going. Once you reach a certain plateau, getting to the next level, there's a whole lot of work that goes into it. So y'all can see partying on the internet. Y'all can see us in the videos, dancing around, having fun. You can see me on the stand-up stage doing my thing. But in the daytime is when I really have to buckle down and have different meetings and, you know, really handle the business aspect of it, writing different jokes and coming up with different bits or filming skits. So it's definitely a business side to what I do. But then, you know, you get the perks at the end to where you get to go out and party, have fun, and make money off of it. So it's a job like
okay.
everybody else. Sometimes I don't get tired of it. I don't regret it. I just have fun with it, man.
All right. Have you won any awards? Have you or anything like that?
Yeah. I have won. Several awards. In my amateur career, I just used to do all the comedy contests. I think I won, like, the Def Comedy Jam, Bud Light,
I won this one contest, the Southeast Super Jam. I toured with that, and it was like a contest what you tour with, and all the comedians, we get a certain pay, but we also competed. And I just, like, dominated the whole tour. I won Best New Jack Comic of the Year at the Comedy Awards, hosted by D.L. Hughley. That was probably in 98. But, I've won different things, you know. But, you know, the biggest blessings of all is just winning every day. You hear me?
I hear you. What advice do you have for the youth who are...
Stay in school, put your pants up, pull your pants up.
Okay.
Don't put on a hoodie for Trayvon Martin. Put on a three-piece suit. Make a man out of yourself. Be successful, young women, in whatever you do. And know this. If you tend to go outside your boundaries or whatever, you got to pray to God that you're able to come back in. First thing to the youth is it all starts at home, so respect your parents. Because the things your parents are telling you, they're not telling you because they're trying to be mean. They are telling you because they have been there and done that, and they're trying to prevent you from going down that road. So I just pray for our youth, man, and I just pray they be on the right track and know that being a thug is not cool no more. Being dumb has never been cool. Being successful and going to the top is the coolest thing of all. That's the best thing I can tell these kids is to keep their head on and look to the stars, man, and stay focused on whatever they want to do.
All right. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years, I see myself on the boat somewhere drinking a martini, chilling outside of this country.
Okay.
Seriously, in 5 years, man. Seriously, in 5 years, I plan on looking back, and I should be into having my own show. You know, I should be into, like, the third or fourth season, hopefully, of having my own show. I'm pitching a couple of ideas to the networks. I got a lot of good ideas that I'm developing. So once I pitch them to the network, you know, I look at the success of my DVD, what's about to come out. It's going to be really, really, really good. And, with the movies and everything I got working. In 5 years, I really see myself sitting back and working hard on my own TV show or my own reality show. Developing both right now.
All right, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. You have goals, you have ambition, you have drive, and you enjoy what you do, even though it's work. You still enjoy what you do, and you get paid to enjoy. I think that's wonderful. I'm always asking my guests that.
Yeah.
Always ask my guests that. Do they enjoy this work and things like that? Is your work always been steady?
Some months you gone every day, and some months you gone on the weekends. It's up and down. It's seasonal. I mean, you know, that's why you have to be smart with your money. You know, you can't just go out and buy the bar every night. You know. You have to be smart with your money, and that's any entertainer, that's anybody, period, you know, because the recession or the economy, the way the economy works affect the way everybody make money. So everything is going to be up and down, or this month it was this, and this month it was this. That's what any job, but it's always steady. Now, it is always steady. It's never a drought. It's always steady, but it's never a drought. You know,
okay.
But some months are busier right. than others.
All right. I thank you, Shorty. I hope I said
what
that right.
What my name is?
Shorty.
All right.
Thank you. I want your listeners.
I want y'all to follow me on Twitter at Shawty Comedian. Follow me on Instagram at Shawty Comedian and Facebook. Everything Shawty Comedian. Go tap into all your resources to get in connection with Shawty and holler at me. I'll holler back. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to having you back.
All right.
All right, listeners, we've had with us tonight Shorty, the comedian, who's worked with Young Jeezy, Ludacris. He's worked at BET and with Mr. Nick Cannon, and he's enjoying what he does, but even though it's work. And I enjoyed having him on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Earlier we had with us DJ Irv. DJ Irv was talking about Hurricane Katrina. He got a little emotional there because his daughter was involved in Hurricane Katrina. But, that's, you know, hard when you have a child involved and you have a father and a stepmother involved, you know, but we all know how that went down with Hurricane Katrina, so there's no need for me to keep rehashing it, but I did. So I hope you enjoyed Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I look forward to having you back to listen to my show. And thank you, and I'm sorry that the guest, Pretty Equal, could not be here tonight. I look forward to perhaps having them here one day in the future. All right, thank you, listeners, for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good night.